We all want to move forward, right? Achieve things that are important to us.
Absolutely.
But I think the real question is, like, what actually helps us do that?
Yeah.
What are the things inside of us that really make a difference?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. And it gets to the heart of what we're diving into today.
Okay.
This idea of personal potential.
Oh, I like that. Personal potential.
Yeah. And we've got a bunch of different sources we're going to be looking at today. And they all explore this in different ways. But the mission here is to really understand what are the tools in our own personal toolkits.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, so you can think of personal potential as like all those internal resources and abilities that we all have that can help us achieve our goals and live fulfilling and successful lives.
Okay, so like not just like some magical talent that you're either born with or not.
Right.
It's more like things that are already inside us, but maybe we don't know how to use them or how to make them stronger.
Exactly. You've got it. It's like this unique blend of strengths and capabilities that you can develop and then apply to different areas of your life.
Okay, so if we were kind of unpack this idea of personal potential, what are some of the key ingredients? Like, what are the things that actually make it up?
Yeah, well, one of the really foundational elements is what we call cognitive abilities.
Okay, cognitive abilities. That sounds pretty brainy.
It is. It's about how your mind works. You know, your ability to learn new things, to think logically, to solve problems, to be creative.
Oh, okay. So like if you're someone who picks up new skills easily, or you love puzzles, or you can always figure out a clever way to do something, that's like your cognitive ability shining through.
Exactly. That's it. And then another really important aspect is emotional resilience.
Okay. Resilience.
Yeah. This is about how you deal with challenges and setbacks. How well you can manage stress, bounce back from difficult situations.
Right, because we all face tough times.
Yeah.
So it's not about never feeling those things. It's about kind of having the inner strength to move through them.
Exactly. You got that's emotional resilience in a nutshell. And then, of course, there's motivation and drive.
Right, that inner spark.
Yeah, that's energy that pushes you towards your goals and helps you overcome obstacles.
It's like that voice in your head that's like, come on, you can do it.
Exactly. It keeps you going even when things get tough. And then we can't forget about social skills.
Right, how we connect with people.
Absolutely. It's your ability to interact with others, build relationships, work effectively in teams.
Yeah, because we're not meant to do everything alone, right?
Exactly. And it's not just about being nice to people. It's also about communication, empathy, collaboration.
It's like the glue that holds everything together in a way.
It is. And then there's a really crucial ingredient that a lot of people overlook, and that's self-awareness.
Okay. Self-awareness.
Yeah, this is about understanding yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, what you value, what you believe in, what you want to achieve. It's like having that deep understanding of who you are at your core.
Yeah, because if you don't really know yourself, how can you know what you're working towards or what might be holding you back?
Exactly. It's like having that internal compass that guides your decisions and actions.
Okay.
And then there's creativity.
Oh, creativity.
Yeah, and this isn't just about being artistic. It's about thinking outside the box.
Okay.
Coming up with innovative solutions.
Okay, so whether you're a painter or a scientist or an entrepreneur,
yeah,
you can use creativity.
Absolutely. In any field, in any area of your life, you can tap into that creative potential. And then last but not least, there's physical health.
Oh, right. Our bodies.
Yes. Taking care of your physical well-being. Because it affects everything else. Your energy, your focus, your mood.
Makes sense. If you're exhausted and run down all the time, it's going to be hard to do anything else.
Exactly. So you can see that personal potential isn't just one thing.
Right.
It's this whole collection of different abilities and resources.
Yeah, it's a whole toolkit.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've got a good sense of what personal potential is made up of. But why is it so important? Like, why should we actually care about developing these things?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? And our sources really point to this idea of empowerment. You know,
okay.
When you develop your cognitive abilities, your emotional resilience, your motivation, your social skills, your self-awareness, your creativity, your physical health, you become much more capable of achieving your goals.
Okay. So it's not just about like feeling good. It's about actually being able to get things done.
Exactly. You're better equipped to handle challenges, to learn and grow, to overcome obstacles, and ultimately to live a more fulfilling and successful life, however you define success.
What's about feeling good and being effective?
Exactly. And it's this ongoing journey of self-discovery and self-improvement. It's not like you reach a certain point and you're done.
Yeah, it's like a lifelong process.
It is. And what's really exciting is that while everyone starts with a different set of strengths, the potential to grow in each of these areas is there for all of us.
Okay. So we're not stuck with what we've got, we can actually develop and improve.
Exactly.
That's a very hopeful thought.
It is. And it's important to remember that these different aspects of personal potential, they're all interconnected.
Okay.
So when you strengthen one area, it can have a positive impact on other areas too.
Oh, that's cool. Like a ripple effect.
Exactly. For example, when you become more self-aware, you can better manage your emotions, which leads to greater resilience.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And when you take care of your physical health, your energy levels and motivation improve.
Right. It's all connected.
It is. And we've just scratched the surface here today.
Yeah.
Each of these areas, cognitive abilities, emotional resilience, motivation, social skills, self-awareness, creativity, physical health, they're all worthy of deeper exploration.
Absolutely.
But hopefully this gives you a good starting point.
It does.
To think about your own personal potential.
So as you're reflecting on all of this, I want to leave you with a question. Think about which of these aspects of personal potential feels most important to you right now. Maybe it's something you're already good at, and you want to make it even stronger.
Mm.
Or maybe it's an area where you feel like you could use some growth.
Okay.
And once you've identified that area, ask yourself, what's one small step I can take today to nurture that part of myself?
Yeah.
It could be reading a book, learning a new skill, having a conversation, practicing a technique.
Mm.
The point is to take action.
Right.
To make a conscious effort to invest in your own growth. Because that's how you unlock your true potential.